police in his backyard. It'll help with the investigation. Police in Silt, Colorado, investigating an apparent altercation between Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and her ex-husband. Unclear what happened, but Boebert's campaign put out a statement saying she did not punch her ex in the face. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Monona police are scaling back pursuits following a fatal crash. Chief Brian Cheney explained the decision in a social media post.
The city of Monona PD has decided to temporarily focus our pursuits on suspects who we believe to be involved in dangerous and violent felony offenses.
Three people, two 30-year-olds and a 19-year-old, were killed in a Monday night crash following high-speed chase. The State Department of Justice is investigating. A former military officer brings a warning to Wisconsin voters. Retired Navy Rear Admiral Michael Smith spoke in Milwaukee and at the Capitol in Madison on Thursday.
This is against Donald Trump, who is an existential threat to everything I swore to defend.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have some snow on the way tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night, around 4 to 7 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Today will be cloudy, 33. Tonight, breezy, 30. Tomorrow, snow likely, high of 32. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Say I'm a dreamer.
Did you hear me just now?
80s, 90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
Of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, saving money, shopping local. It's never been easier, and let's face it, who doesn't love a little extra in the wallet? Head over to maxfmbigdeals.com right now. We are talking up to 50% off in some cases, places you're already shopping, eating, or drinking. Things for you, things for the home, delicious foods, great adult beverages. You might even find a little fun and adventure over there as well. So check it out right now. Do some online shopping today before the day gets crazy. Treat yourself by going to maxfmbigdeals.com.
Maximum hits.
But the secret is still my own, and my love for you is still unknown.
Have some snow on the way tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night, around 4 to 7 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Today will be cloudy, 33. Tonight, breezy, 30. Tomorrow, snow likely, high of 32. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Touch you twice. Patrick and DiMaggio, Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine, Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen, Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace, Rita Hayworth gave good face, Lauren Catherine Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it, strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Good morning, I'm Maddie Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, our reach here at Max FM is even bigger than ever. We are now broadcasting at 103.7 out of Reedsburg. So as you get out of the Baraboo area, make sure you check that out so that you can hear Max FM wherever you go.
Oh, 90s and more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
Thank you.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New information surfacing about the Alaska Airlines jet whose door flew off just after takeoff Friday night. The door plug the FAA had been looking for has been found in the backyard of a Portland, Oregon school teacher named Bob, says NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy.
We are really pleased that Bob found this. He took a picture. I can just see the outside of the door plug from the pictures, the white portions. We can't see anything else. But we're going to go pick that up and make sure that we begin analyzing it.
We're a week out from the Iowa caucuses. Former President Donald Trump still far ahead in the polls. The first U.S. lunar lander in more than 50 years rocketing toward the moon right now, launched by a private company overnight. Trying to avert a government shutdown, congressional negotiators have settled on a top-line number for the budget. Now all they have to do is decide on the details. You're listening to ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Four people were taken to the hospital after a crash that happened Saturday morning on Highway K in Iowa County. According to a press release from the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, the incident happened Saturday morning on Highway K near Highway Double K. According to deputies, it happened in a